Welcome to another episode of the MA Monday here in the Funkit Pod. Glad you're here, glad I'm here, glad we meet each other, and glad we can talk about all things MMA. And of course, when we look back what happened this past week in the MMA stratosphere, we have to talk about UFC Vegas 21. Was it 21? It was 21. With the main event of Leon Edwards coming back after 2 years of taking on Bilal Muhammad. Bilal main event Muhammad. And we will go into detail in a second here, of course. But before we talk about the main event, let's just also quickly recap what else happened. Because I'm sure once we talk about the main event, we will get lost in there. Because there's so many things that are happening right now, right? So what else did we have? We had Ryan Spann defeating Misha Sukhanov. That was pretty impressive. First round, right? Yeah. He took him down. Or well, he punched him down and then followed him down to the ground. Ground and pound stoppage. That was quite impressive by Ryan Spann. We had Dan Ige defeating Gavin Tucker via first round KO punch, 22 seconds. Checking my notes, 22 seconds. That was impressive. Dan Ige doing Dan Ige things. That was pretty cool again. We had Eric Andros versus Darren Stewart because, well, why illegal knee? Of course, illegal knee is a thing to throw right now. And of course, we need one here as well. Eric Andros apologized later on. Wished Darren Stewart all the best, blah, blah, and so on. And definitely not Peter Yan illegal knee. Still an illegal knee, though. What else did we have? Oh, it was a no contest then. What else did we have? We had Angela Hill defeating Ashley Yoder. UD, quite clear cut. Welcome back, Angela Hill. And we had Charles Jourdain versus Marcelo Rojo. It was a third round TKO. And Rojo just collapsed, more or less, all those body shots and so on. Jourdain, before he had like this Showtime ground and pound, like jumped off the cage, like the Showtime kick, right? Off the cage, but then like just to the ground and like hammer fist out of the air. Interesting. Can also go really wrong though, but it was interesting. Okay, so that's the results. And there's not much controversy to most of them, except the main event, of course, right? Leon Edwards, Bilal Muhammad. Leon Edwards was on a good way. Yeah, we can't take this away from him. He was grooving. He seemed to have found his rhythm. Bilal did well, though. I mean, he had those few underhooks in there and so on and pressed him against the cage at some time. So that was okay. But you have to give the first round to Edwards, right? But what does he do then? he got warned to be careful with the eye pokes, and then the eye poke of doom happens, and this was really terrible. I mean, you've all seen the pictures of Bilal later on with the blood coming out of his eye, so there was no way that he could continue, of course. So it was the right call to stop the match. And now what happens next is the question, right? And Leon Edwards just said, yeah, okay, all the best to Bilal, I'm sorry, blah, blah, and so on, but I think we should move on now. I didn't want to fight him anyways and just fought him because no one else stepped up. I think my next fight, now that we're all back in action, should be for a title. Bilal said, wait, not so fast. I stepped up on 3 weeks' notice, and you poked me in the eye, and that's why the fight got stopped, and now you want to move on? Like, how about we run it back? And I mean, he's got a point here, right? So it was the first round out of 5 rounds. So even though he was on a good way, but who knows what would have happened, right? So I totally understand Bilal's standpoint. Yeah, I understand Leon's standpoint. He didn't want to fight Bilal anyways, but you ended up fighting him. Then you poke him in the eye. I mean, you own him this basically, right? Even if there would be other options out there now, he would still own it, Bilal, because you poked the man in the eye like really, really, really bad. So I think, while I sympathize with Rocky here, I think he needs to give Bilal the rematch. There's no way around it. And for the other matches, possible matches, I mean, I don't like the word duck, but he ducked Wonderboy. My man Wonderboy, best walking music ever. He ducked Wonderboy for so long, so now saying, okay, I fought for this guy, now I'm going to go for a title. Dude, that's not how it works. I hope that's not how it works. But then again, this division, like Edward said himself, right? He said it's a division of divas and they all decline to fight each other. And he's doing the same thing right now. Just say, okay, my bad, I'm sorry. Fight the guy then again. If you think you're so much better, you light him up one more time. You get the W, then you move on. What's the problem? Exactly. So, I mean, you can't get a title shot after poking someone in the eye. That doesn't feel right, right? So run it back. If Edwards really is better and it looked like it, then just prove it one more time. All good. Move on. Maybe Bilal gets really motivated, has a real training camp this time, and let's see what happens, right? But you can't get a title shot after an eye poke. Okay, what else do we have? There was a discussion online, and I don't even know how this came up. DJ Dillashaw should challenge Aljamain Sterling for the title. What? So last week I said I'm not for Peter Yan getting a rematch right away. Why? Because it was an obvious illegal knee. Like he was looking at Sterling, it was like, okay, measured and then threw it. That is just stupid. And you can't reward someone for this, I think. That does not mean that Sterling should just move on. Well, it kind of means that. But what I'm saying is that I don't like TJ Dillashaw in the mix. Okay, I try to find a way around it, but I don't like TJ Dillashaw in the mix. Like, what the hell, man? You've been suspended forever. Your suspension is up right now, and you're not even scheduled to fight. Like, what are you waiting for? And you can't just wait for a title shot after 2 years of suspension. Come back, beat someone of name, of notoriety, and then you can call for a title shot again. They say, it's my title, and so on. What are we doing? So no, DJ Dillashaw should not fight for title. And I used to be one of the biggest Dillashaw fans out there before he popped for EPO. So not hating on the guy per se. Right now I'm just hating because I think after 2 years out, he should be itching to fight anyone. And apparently he's not doing that. And that's really disappointing. What else did we have? We saw the Black Beast on Joe Rogan. Finally, the Black Beast was on Joe Rogan. Yes. And the podcast was, while funny at times, not as hilarious as I thought it would be. Several reasons. One being, I'm not sure if Joe really listened to Derek Lewis the whole time. Derek was like throwing those subtle jokes in there once in a while, and Joe was just taking them as actual answers and was just moving on, which was a bit weird. Maybe he was too high or something, I don't know. But then also, Derek Lewis was with a few really interesting stories about his life. I was in prison back then and so on. That was really interesting to hear. And I appreciate Derek Lewis for being so open about it. That was really cool. So I'm really happy I listened to the podcast, and you just understand Derek Lewis so much better now. And he still managed to always like crack a joke in between, which was cool. And look at like the bright side of things. So overall, the podcast is worth a listen, even so Joe didn't get all the jokes Derek was making. The podcast was cool, and well, he's okay. Also, what Derek Lewis said in there is that he wants to fight Francis next because he wants to make up for that fight that they had back then. If Francis would be the champ by then, that would be ideal. And then he would really have to train, though, he said, in regards to his cardio. He, however, wants to re-sign a contract first, and so they're negotiating now, so let's see what happens there. Other highlights from the podcast, like I said, were him talking about his past, talking about like his future plans, how he's investing not in cars anymore because he's got a shitload of cars, like in real estate, houses, and so on. That was interesting. Like he's making some smart moves and decisions, which is really cool. So I really liked listening to him, and he also looked good, even though it's like off season right now for him. He looked good. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him in the ring again, or in the octagon again, and I think he's going to be in good shape. It was cool. We also then saw Laura Sanko coming out. It's always nice to see Laura Sanko. Don't cancel me for saying that. And she said she praised Amanda Nunes for like what she has become and that she's basically the GOAT. And she said it would make sense if one of the next fights would be against Valentina Shevchenko. I agree with that because, I mean, who else is there? And I'm a big Valentina fan because she trains here in Thailand very often. And the thing just is that, I mean, Amanda Nunes is like 20 pounds heavier right now when it comes to their in competition weight. So would be interesting to see how they make up for that, or like where they would meet. Would they meet at 135? But Amanda probably still got the strength advantage now by simply virtue of being in 145 territory the whole time, and Shevchenko being in 125 territory the whole time. But still, yeah, I would also like to see it. Of course, it would be really cool. We had the announcement that Tony Ferguson is going to take on Beneil Dariush. I'm so glad I didn't mess up the name one more time. Beneil Dariush versus Tony Ferguson. I didn't know that I won that fight, but now that it was announced, I'm not mad at it. How do you guys see that panning out? I like it. Like, should be fun. Dariush is smart, can bang, but has a high fight IQ. Should be a great match for Tony Ferguson. I didn't know I won this fight, but now I'm looking forward to this. What else did we have? Oh, yeah. If you're not into kickboxing or Muay Thai, change that. Also, there was a cool fight, at Lion Fight. It's like that organization that puts on Muay Thai fights in the States. And their champion, Steve Walker, was defending his belt against, and I have to cheat and look, Brian Collette. And he finished that fight off in, I don't even know in which round, with a tornado kick. And it was a bit weird because, I mean, so I only saw the highlights, right? So apparently he beat up Brian Collette quite bad because Collette seemed like a bit seemed really tired on his feet, right? And he was just taking high kicks, just trying to block it somehow. He was just backing up towards the corner of the ring. And then Walker was just measuring him up. Like, first a high kick, then he backed up, measuring him up, and then he was just really slowly stepping to the left. I think it was a left tornado kick, stepping through, spinning, and then throwing a tornado kick. So it was a really slow setup. It looked really cool still, of course, but the setup, you saw it coming. And Collette just took it. I mean, maybe he thought he can block it. He couldn't. He went down. But he must have been like almost out on his feet already when he took that, because otherwise you wouldn't just take a tornado kick. Like, you would try to do something. If I would come at you and would try to throw a tornado kick, you would, I don't know, close distance, move out of the way or whatever, but he just took it, like, with the guard up, but he just took it. So I think he must have been really tired already from what transpired before, and I haven't seen that. But that highlight itself was pretty cool. So check it out. It's on YouTube. Steve Walker, Lion Fight Tornado Kick. That was pretty cool. Congratulations. So nice. Yeah, what events do we have to talk about? Well, Stipe versus Ngannou, obviously. How do we see this panning out, right? Stipe versus Ngannou. I'm not sure. You never know what you get with Stipe, right? I mean, Stipe always delivers, but you never see him train, posting training videos or anything like this. Also, UFC doesn't really highlight much of Stipe. You see, like, Francis putting in the work and, like, knocking people out left and right. But same last time. I do believe Francis has gotten a lot better, obviously. Probably way better wrestling now, way better takedown defense and so on. Probably also more accurate. So it should be difficult. But then again, what Stipe said once was, like, he's getting better, I'm getting better too. And, yeah, so I mean, I have to root for the old guy, and the underdog. Stipe is always the underdog, right? Even though he has the longest winning streak, or the most title defenses in heavyweight history. So I'm rooting for Stipe, even though I like Francis, I like his power. I like that he's such a nice guy when he gives interviews. But I do kind of root for Stipe, and hope he gets it done one more time, just to prove everybody wrong. We also have Ortega versus Volkanovski coming up soon, right? Same card. And I'm still missing the hype around that. Like, what's happening? Anyways, I do think I always underestimate Volkanovski a little, because I just don't like his style. His style is, like, very basic. That's not an insult. Like, he relies on the basics, but he's really good at that, right? So really, really, really great fundamentals. That's what they say. So that's all good, I guess. Ortega looked amazing in his return against Korean Zombie. But we've seen him getting derailed once already. So I'm not sure. I do hope Ortega pulls it off, just again, because I'm not the biggest Volkanovski fan, and he's sometimes it comes across a little bit arrogant, I'm sorry. Ortega can be arrogant too, though, but Yeah, I'm leaning towards Ortega here. I think he knows that that's like his second attempt, and I think he's gonna be well prepared and so on. By the way, Ortega and his coach Renner Gracie they pulled off a pretty funny prank, which is online on the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu Instagram, I believe. Check this out; it was kind of funny. Okay, we have one more thing to discuss, which is this upcoming Friday, one championship with another event, Fists of Fury 3. And I'm not going to go down the whole card, but there are two fights that I'm really interested in. One is the Kickboxing World Championship between Rajan Ersel, who's the champion. He defeated Nicky Holskin, for example, in his championship bout back then, versus Mustafa Haider. Haider is a veteran, I would call him that, in the game, because I've seen him like a lot. Ersel is just really tall for the weight class, like really tall. He was like way taller than Holskin, sorry. And he moves like still very fast, and he has really good knees. And if I remember the fight against Holstein correctly, like he landed lots of knees just because it's so long and so lanky. It's just easier for him to work with the knees, I guess, when you're coming in. Holstein tried to come in, go to the body and things like this, and Ersel was just throwing knees and knees and knees and knees. Also had a few like slick moves in there though, like spinning back kick, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember correctly. So that was pretty cool. So I'm looking forward to this. Back then I was a bit disappointed because, I mean, just grew up watching Holskin. But Ersel is the real deal in this case. Looking forward to seeing what he's got against Mustafa Haider. And then women's atomweight Muay Thai, Alma Junico versus the kickboxing world champion, Janet Todd from the US. Janet Todd beat last year, almost a year, more than a year ago, she beat Stem Fairtex for the kickboxing title, not the Muay Thai title. So this is now Muay Thai, so she tries to climb back into title contention here. And this should be interesting. I do think that Janet Todd, fueled by I'm the kickboxing champion and so on, probably has the advantage here. Alma Junico is as tough as they come, though. She was in a few really tough bouts in one championship already. I underestimated her back then. Not going to do this again. But I do think that Janet Todd has got this, to quote Kevin Lee, in the bag. How does Kevin Lee fit into all of this, actually? Kevin Lee. In a second. I do think Janet Todd got this. Okay. Kevin Lee. J.L. Sonnen mentioned on one of his videos a few days ago that they're going to have an announcement in regards to Kevin Lee, and I haven't heard anything yet. So this should happen soon. I'm looking very much forward to hearing what Kevin Lee has to announce. New fight? New weight class? New tattoo? Who knows? Let me know what you think. Thanks for joining one more time. Shout out in the comments and on social media to discuss what you think about the last events, the next events, who your favorite fighters are. And don't forget to check and follow FunkitPod on social media as well. Looking forward to seeing you there. Until then, stay safe, take care. See you next time.